The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. These are terrible stories. Middle-aged suicide, Adam.
Yeah, the Deaths of Despair report from Sir Angus Deaton. He's a Nobel Prize-winning economist. He did a report on this actually in America about the combination of suicide, alcohol-related illness, drug abuse, things that affected, in particular, middle-aged people. Now he's saying something similar is happening in Britain, to the extent that 25 years ago, roughly speaking, it was 20 people out of 100,000 who would die in this way, suicide, etc. But now it's doubled to something like 43, making it the biggest killer of 45 to 54-year-olds, that specific target group. The biggest killer, even above heart disease, but only just below cancer. And what he's saying and bearing in mind he's an economist, he's looking at this from a financial point of view, and what he's saying is that often at the age of 45, it appears that social media bullying can actually affect middle-aged people, but also there's a point at which suddenly lack of opportunity, lack of education, lack of other factors, maybe an awareness about the pointlessness of it all or something, begins to bite. And in this day and age, unfortunately, too many people end up in despair, killing themselves.
Yes. I don't think that's hard to understand, tragic though it might be. Awful that people feel that there's no hope and living in that vacuum of hopelessness. Tell us this story about the abandoned baby.
Yeah, this is a guy who is all grown up now, but he has finally tracked down his family after 33 years, a guy called Steve Hides. He was found abandoned in the women's toilets at Gatwick Airport in 1986. He was wrapped in a blanket, 10 days old, and he spent much of his life trying to find out why he was abandoned and by whom. So thanks to DNA tests and some relentless searching in a company he employed to do it on his behalf and a load of hunches and other things, eventually now Steve has found his father and some brothers and sisters, none of whom knew of his existence. It's not quite the fully happy ending, though, because his mother died before he could find her, so he still doesn't really know what his mum was going through at the time, why she abandoned him, etc. So there's a happy but kind of sad conclusion to it. At least he's found some of his family.
Yeah. Good on you, Adam. Yeah, sad story. And there are many people, I guess, in that same boat.